much. Thank you. So please have a seat for us. We're just going to conclude now. So we've talked about the God of unlimited knowledge, the God of unlimited power. Let's think about the God of unlimited grace. What happens? God answers Elisha's prayer, and the Syrian army are blinded and they're taken into Samaria. Their eyes are opened, and there they are. They stand in front of the king of Israel, their sworn enemies. And the king of Israel, he's kind of got his sword out already. He's saliving at the mouth. He says twice, "Shall I strike them down? Shall I strike them down?" And you think it makes sense? This is war. This is their enemies. They deserve to die. And yet God had a different plan. Elisha tells the king, he says, "Listen, you're not going to kill them. You're going to come. You're going to invite them to a meal. They're going to sit at this table. They're going to eat bread and they're going to drink water. And then once they've ate, you're going to set them free." How? What? This is grace. The Syrians are getting what they don't deserve. Now, let's try and put this into a modern way. Let's say Man United are playing Liverpool, and it's the last game of the season, and it's for the Premier League Championship. Now, bear with me, Leicester won it this year, so it's not that, you know, implausible. It could happen. Whoever wins the game wins the league. Okay, in the cop is one Man United supporter, maybe this guy. There he is, there, if you can see it close enough. He's in the cop. The 90th minute, or we'll say the 95th because it's Fergie time. The 95th minute, Rooney scores. United win the league. The Man United supporter jumps up. Glory, glory, Man United. Everyone else in the cop is silent, looking at this guy. Let's get him. Oh, I'm going to get him. And then there's one kind Liverpool fan, because there's always one. And what he decides to do is, he takes the Man United supporter, he takes him out of Anfield, he puts him in a taxi, he takes him home, he buys him a sausage dinner on the way. They eat together, he stays the night, and then the next morning, the Liverpool fan drives him back to Surrey. Now, what is happening there? That is grace. That is grace. The United supporter is getting what he didn't deserve. Now, here's where we struggle with grace. You see, we think if there is a God, then he's bound to be cool with me. Because what we do is, in our head, we make a list of our 10 best qualities. And then we also make a list of the 10 worst people we know. And we think, well, if there is a God, he's bound to give me good stuff because I'm not like them. I'm bound to be on God's team. We all do it. But let me just illustrate how, in fact, we are all God's enemies in need of grace. Now, if you've been here before, I've got the same illustration because I'm just not that creative. But let's say there's a child in school, okay, and the child pushes their friend over. You're going to get told off, a little telling off, aren't you, by the teacher, okay? Let's say the teacher comes and the child thinks, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to push the teacher over. Now, is that child going to be in more or less trouble for pushing the teacher over? More trouble, okay? Great. Thank you, love. Just one awake here. That's good. Now, let's say the head teacher then comes and the child pushes the head teacher over. Is the child in more or less trouble? More, thank you. Okay, let's say the head teacher phones the policeman. The policeman comes along and the child pushes the policeman over. Is the child in more or less trouble? More, okay. Now, this is the way the chain of command works, boys and girls. The policeman then phones the Queen. The Queen drives up from London, okay, and then she talks to the child, and the child thinks, right, I'm going to push the Queen over. Is the child in more or less trouble? More trouble, can you believe it? What's happening all the time? Why is the trouble getting worse and worse? Because the person they push away has greater authority. Now, let's say there is a God who has unlimited knowledge and unlimited power. If we push this God away, then we can expect to be in big trouble. We just said that. If we're pushing people away who've got greater authority, we can expect to be in greater trouble and face a greater punishment from this God. And the Bible says if God is not number one in your life, if God is not calling the shots, then we've pushed them away and we've become God's enemy. So wait there, the God of unlimited knowledge and the God of unlimited power, we've become his enemy. Yikes. Didn't expect that on a Sunday morning. But Fear not, because we're learning about this, about the God of unlimited grace. You see, God knows everything. God, knowing everything about me and you, he still sent his son Jesus to die on a cross. That's how much he loves you. You see, on the cross, Jesus Christ dies as God's enemy. On the cross, Jesus Christ takes the punishment that we deserve. And on the cross, Jesus Christ says, come to me, I will forgive all the things that you've done, and I will lead you to a meal. As Elisha led the Syrians to this meal, Jesus Christ will lead us to a meal in heaven. Now listen to this, the Bible says that in heaven, there is a great banquet that waits every one of us with the best wine. Not the stuff you get out of a box. Not even blue nun, which is ironic because you expect nuns to be there. But the best wine and the finest choice meats. Not wafer thin ham from Aldi, but we're talking the good stuff from Waitrose. Okay, that's what's going to wait for us, this banquet, this feast in heaven. And it will only come if we put our trust in the one who took the punishment for us, the one who stood in our place. And what's more, not only do we get invited to a meal then, but we're invited into God's family now. So we go from an enemy to a family member, all because of Jesus. Do you know the God of unlimited grace? Because he's inviting you to a meal and to be part of his family now. You see, three things we've learned today which we need to know and understand and hopefully come to love. We have a God of unlimited knowledge. He knows everything about you and still loves you. A God of unlimited power, who's our only hope in death. And we have a God of unlimited grace, who is inviting us to a meal and to be part of his family. The question this morning is, do you know this God? Is he the center of your life? Is he your greatest love? Let me pray. Father God, we thank you for this passage in the Bible. It seems obscure and weird, and yet we can learn so much about how unlimited you are, unlimited knowledge, unlimited power, unlimited grace. I pray for my friends here today. If anyone hasn't come to trust in Jesus, that they would turn to him today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you.